The book of Malachi concludes again with a prophecy concerning the coming of Elijah. In verse 23 of chapter 3, it says, Hine anochi sholeach lechem et Eliyah hanavi lifnei bo yom Adonai hagadol v'hanora. Notice the text says, Behold, I am sending to you Elijah the prophet before the great and the terrible day of the Lord. Hine is the conjunction or the particle, the demonstrative particle, behold. And notice, Anohi is the personal pronoun put forth here for emphasis. Behold, I am sending to you. Shaleach is from the verb shalach, to send. Notice the O-class vowel followed by the tseri and the pathach under the chet, the furtive pathach, so we'll pronounce it. Behold, I am sending to you, lachem. Le is the preposition to, and chem is the pronominal suffix you. Masculine plural. So I am sending to you. Eight is the sign of the direct object. Eliyah hanavi. I am sending to you Elijah. Notice Eliyah, the proper name for Elijah. Hanavi, the prophet. Ha is the definite article. Navi is the noun meaning prophet. So I am sending to you Elijah the prophet. Lifnei is the preposition meaning before. Literally, to the faces of the coming, but it has come to mean simply before as a preposition. So before the coming, notice bo is an infinitive, a infinitive construct. And it's in construct with Yom Adonai. Before the coming of the day of the Lord. Notice Yom is the noun meaning day, and again in construct with Yod Heh Vav Heh, the Lord. And then he defines that day in the next two words. Notice this is followed by two adjectives, ha gadol, the great. We have the definite article in ha, followed by the adjective gadol, describing the nature of the day, the great. Ve is the conjunction, and ha nora, the awesome or terrible. Notice the ha again is the definite article, followed by nora, which is here from the verb yara, to fear, to a day that is to be feared. Notice it's a nifal participle, masculine, singular, functioning as an adjective here. So literally the day that is to be feared, the awesome day. So Elijah here becomes a type of John the Baptist and the final prophet that is to announce the coming of the Lord. Some take it as literally Elijah in the future. For example, at a Seder, at a Messianic Jewish Seder, they will often leave a chair that's empty every year for Elijah, who is to come and announce the final day of the Lord. But Jesus takes this text and applies it both to a future Elijah and to John the Baptist. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 10, we are told that the disciples question him, saying, Therefore, what do the scribes say when they say that it is necessary for Elijah to come first? And he answering said, Elijah is coming and will restore all things. That is, will bring about through his preaching a good relationship between family members, sons and fathers and sons, as Malachi had predicted, and prepare the way for the final return of Christ to bring in a new heaven and new earth and to restore all things. But Jesus says, I say to you that Elijah, verse 12, has already come, and they did not know him, but he did in himself, but they did unto him whatsoever they wished or they desired. Thus also the Son of Man is about to suffer by them. And Jesus is predicting the violence that they did to John the Baptist, who becomes a fulfillment of this text at one level. He has come, Jesus says. And like he suffered, so Jesus predicts his suffering and his passion. But then he goes on to say, or the text goes on to say, that he was speaking clearly of John the Baptist. So Jesus gives a dual meaning to the text here in Malachi. John the Baptist fulfills it at one level as the one who has announced the coming of Jesus Christ as the Messiah and his suffering and his messiahship. At the same time, Jesus says there will be Elijah who will come. Whether Jesus was understanding that to be literal Elijah or one who has the type of Elijah like John the Baptist, the text isn't completely, we're not 100% sure as to whether it's a type of Elijah or Elijah, but at any rate, he is to come and prepare the way for the second coming of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful climax to the prophets, that Elijah, represented by John the Baptist, announced the coming of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would baptize with the Holy Spirit of those who would put their faith in Jesus Christ, would receive the Holy Spirit. And at the same time, he prophesied that he would come in judgment and purging someday at his second coming. And Jesus, seeing this text, saw that Elijah has come in John the Baptist and yet will come prior to his second coming. What a glorious day that we can look forward to when Jesus Christ comes the second time as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is so important that we see Jesus as the centerpiece of all of Scripture, prophesied from the very beginning down to its last book in the Hebrew Bible, or the last prophetic words here in Malachi. What a glorious thing that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us to help us understand a little bit of what Jesus must have presented to those on the road to Emmaus when he opened up the Torah and opened up the prophets and the writings and found himself. May we spend our days and nights meditating on the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, to see Jesus Christ and to worship him and to adore him. As Paul said to Timothy, Timothy, give time to the Word of God and to meditate on it. It will make you wise into salvation, which is found in Jesus Christ. And Jesus said in John 8, to search the Scriptures, for they testify of me.